The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. Salesman Harvey Burns rings up his eighth order today. Tough job. Even tougher with this. He needs bromoquinine.
Bromoquinine.
Bromoquinine speeds relief all over your body. All the way relief for discomforts of a cold.
Bromoquinine.
Yes, bromoquinine speeds relief for cold miseries all over your body. Only bromoquinine has seven fast-acting medicines to help fight stuffy nose and all those cold miseries. Get all the way relief with bromoquinine.
After nine, wasn't your appointment for 10 o'clock?
Yes, I'm coming right down. Get my coat out, will you, Aunt Effie?
Yes, all right.
Well, I hope I look all right.
What do you think?
Oh, yes, very nice.
When you look at me, what do you think of?
Well, I don't know. Am I supposed to think of something?
Well, not of something, but what do I look like? I mean, the way I'm dressed. If I were a career girl, what would you think I was?
A writer.
I looked over all the jackets to the books in the bookshelf,
mm-hmm.
and all the women writers seemed to have suits with open shirtwaist
mm-hmm.
collars. So I dug up this shirtwaist blouse. I mean, I felt I should look the part.
Who's on the sheet
of the newspaper? Mr. McManus. He's the publisher and the owner.
Is he nice?
Well, I don't know him, but I know his wife. Oh, didn't I tell you?
Tell me what?
Well, that's why I think maybe he'll give me the job, because I got this brilliant idea. Well, Myra Pemberton and I worked it out. I called Mrs. McManus and asked her if she minded if I nominated her for president of the Women's Club.
If she minded?
Well, she didn't mind in the slightest,
no.
And I said I'd get my group behind her. But she was so pleased, I know, that I'm sure she must have mentioned it to her
mm-hmm.
husband, you know.
Well,
so,
he certainly ought to be very nice to you.
Well, that's what I'm counting on. Now, let's see, hat, purse, do I have everything?
No, you don't. Huh? You don't have the sample letter that you are supposed to have written and that Shakespeare is still in his den creating.
Oh, hasn't he finished it?
Mm-mm.
I should never have asked him to help me with his cold and everything. He's been up half the night.
Well, don't knock on the door. I just did. Reminded him what time it was and that you had to go, and he just bellowed at me.
Oh, dear. Well, we'd better just sit quietly and wait a few minutes then. Oh, dear, I am so nervous. Dear?
How long?
Oh, well, I'm sorry, but it's getting late, and I just have to go, dear. I still have to drive downtown, park the car, and get to the Chronicle office. I mean, even if you haven't finished, you can get some idea. I'm sorry to rush you.
No, that's all right. I was just doing a little rewriting.
Listen, I want to ask you now, when I get there, should I tell Mr. McManus all about it?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, you know that you're going on a business trip to Europe, that I'm not included in your business expense, and if I want to go, I have to pay my own way, and that's why I need to earn some money.
No, don't say that at all. It makes you look desperate.
Well, I am desperate.
No. Aunt Effie is right. Just tell him that you're going to Europe, that's all, that a friend of yours
uh-huh.
suggested that the paper might be interested in publishing a column about your trip.
Uh-huh.
Interesting letters that you'd send back about the trials and tribulations of a local couple traveling abroad.
Tell him that for years, all your friends and family have told you what amusing letters you write.
I don't think I should say that, Aunt
Effie. You've got to teach your own heart, and nobody will do it for you.
Well, yes, I know, but I... Oh, it was all a crazy idea, and I don't think I should go down there.
Oh.
I mean, you were right, dear. Who would be interested, really?
Now, here. I've been up darn near all night writing this darn thing for you, and by God,
all right,
you...
I'm sorry.
Well, what did you finally write about? Is it any good?
Oh, Aunt Effie, is it any good? She's the writer in the family.
Well, I mean, I'm hardly a writer.
Well, it's only because you don't write, dear. You could... Should read some of the short stories he started to write, Aunt Effie. They're just wonderful.
Well, the truth of the matter is, just writing this has sort of gotten me into the swing of it. Well, I don't want to say, but I don't think it'll be long before I start a book.
Oh, honey, you should.
Well,
tell me what this is about. I really ought to know before I go down there.
Well, now look. You know how Myra suggested that you write about funny incidents?
Uh-huh.
And although she was joking, uh-huh. she gave an example of just starting out by saying, this morning my husband fell overboard.
Yes.
Well, you don't remember? Well, that's what I wrote about.
But you tell me I should write about things I knew something about. things that really happened, not make up something and try to be funny.
Well, I know.
Why, when we talked about this falling overboard business, we were all just joking.
Well, yes. Anyhow, too far fetched. Nobody falls overboard anymore.
The way I have written it up, it is very funny, if I do say so myself. And it'll give McManus a good idea of the amusing things that you'll be writing and sending back. Anyhow, the incident itself is not important. It's the style. The style in which it's written. And, honey, you can learn to copy my style.
Well,
now, do you want to hear it or don't you? I don't care, but...
Well, yes, of course.
All right. Yes. Now, listen, will you? Yeah. Now, Dateline, that's, you know, whatever you're on. July so-and-so. This morning, my husband fell overboard.
You know, that is funny right off the bat.
Now, I tried to write this the way a woman would, you know.
Yeah, go on.
This morning, my husband fell overboard. That's it. And as he himself said later, the only good thing about it was that he was in a drip-dry Dacron gabardine suit.
Oh, that's very funny. A drip-dry suit. Yeah, funny.
Now, the whole thing started when my husband, who was an amateur photographer, climbed up the rail to get a better shot of a school of porpoises.
Give it to me.
I haven't even heard it. I've worked on this thing all night.
Well, I can't help it, dear. I'll be late. I'll read it during the stoplight.
Oh. Read it during the stoplight? My God, look, I slave over every penny.
I can't. Goodbye. Wish my luck.
Joe, get that editorial over to Harry right away. Are you waiting to see me?
Well, yes, Mr. McManus. I had an appointment.
What about?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about writing some letters. When I close the door, I can't even hear myself.
Oh? All right.
Thank you. Better. Well, I'll be brief. I can see you're busy. It's about some letters. I wondered if your paper might be interested in publishing.
Letters?
Yes.
Look here, the Chronicle is not a tabloid. We're a dignified newspaper. What are you, a correspondent in a divorce case?
Certainly not, really. It has nothing to do with that. I'm talking about some letters that I would write. While I'm on a trip abroad this summer with my husband, and, a friend of mine suggested that perhaps you might be interested in publishing them.
Why?
Well, it's sort of a daily thing, you know. The funny things that happen to a local couple going abroad, you know, just average people, the problems and amusing incidents that, you know, we thought, might be interesting to, local readers.
I see. You've had experience writing for newspapers?
Not exactly, but... Well, I shouldn't say this, but my friends have always thought I did write rather amusing letters.
Is that so?
Yes. And I did have a year of journalism in high school.
You had a year of journalism in high school?
Yes.
And I'll bet you got all A's in your English theme, too.
Yes. Matter of fact, I did.
Oh, look here, Mrs.
Piper.
Mrs. Piper, have you any idea of the thousands of applications for jobs I get each year from people with 1 year
of... Oh, I don't want a regular job, Mr. McManus. Goodness. I wouldn't have time. I have a husband and two children. No, I couldn't take on anything except something like this, which I guess you people call a special assignment. Now, here is a sample of the kind of thing that I would be writing if you just want to glance at it. As I say that is just a sample of the kind of, amusing incident.
This morning, my husband fell overboard.
Of course, that was just made up, but it shows.
That is an amusing incident?
Well, it was just used as an illustration to show that you can, say just one thing and right away it's funny. You know... Well, my goodness, things like that happen on radio and TV. Comedy shows.
Mrs. Piper, what is amusing on radio and television is not quite the same as real life. Have you any conception of the time expense involved when an ocean liner is going full steam ahead and has to stop, turn around, lower lifeboats to say nothing?
Well, as I said, Mr. McManus,
Mrs. Piper, I am a busy man. I wish you bon voyage and good day.
Well, if you're not interested, Mr. McManus, that's one thing, but I don't think you need to be insulting. After all, I happen to know your wife.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it was my idea to nominate her for president of the Women's Club, and I feel that a certain...
Piper, I thought that name sounded familiar. So you're the one.
What do you mean?
I mean that I've got a wife and I want to see something of her. And if she gets elected and gets involved in any more committee meetings, any more charity bazaars, fashion shows, drama groups, well, let me tell you something else, Miss S. Piper, about you women and your women's clubs and...
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. For most of us, the weekend is a time for relaxation, a welcome break from the work week, a time to be with the family. But the course of world events doesn't pause until Monday morning. Important happenings don't take the weekend off. Nor does CBS News relax in its business of bringing the very latest news to you the moment it happens. All weekend long, the central bureaus of CBS News continue to bustle, assembling and editing features and reports from all around the world. Teletype machines and typewriters clatter away, punctuated by the ringing of telephones and the monitoring of tape-recorded shortwave reports. News gathering is a vast, complex operation and a vitally important one. What you hear whenever you're listening to CBS News report is a concise distillation of each communique, up-to-the-minute data designed to keep you in constant touch with the ever-changing pattern of national and international news. Weekends, just as each Monday through Friday, you can be sure of hearing the very latest news when you're tuned to this CBS radio station.
For Pete's sake, why did you even mention his wife?
I thought it would be a selling point to know that he'd be pleased she might be president of the women's club. Well, it was a big mistake.
Oh, dear, isn't that a shame? Well, you never know. Now, don't worry. You tried anyhow, and it was a good idea.
Nothing went right from the very beginning. Suddenly I felt silly even being there, and I know I didn't explain things right. I got nervous, you know. And now you do when you're applying for a job. You never put your best foot forward.
Well, but Pete says, didn't you show him the sample letter I wrote for you? You can't tell me he didn't think that was darn funny.
Well,
didn't he?
Yes. Well, what he said was, it was well written, dear.
He said that?
The letter was fine, dear. No, it wasn't your fault I didn't get the job at all. It was just me. In fact, I think his exact words were, "This is an amusing incident." Well, he might not have said it quite that way.
I know. Well, I guess one good thing has come out of all this. Kind of encourages me to do some writing.
Yes, well, yes. That's fine, dear. Oh, Aunt Effie, how can I earn some money so I can take the trip to you?
Now, don't worry, dear. We're bound to think of something.
What makes the different sound and sound difference that you hear on this station? Well, it's the teamwork that combines the star talents of Amos and Andy, Mitch Miller, Arthur Godfrey, Galen Drake, Art Linkletter, and a host more with those special interest local programs most appealing in your community heard on this station. Your listening post on your town, your nation, and the world is this station, backed by CBS Radio. Don't settle for less. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunt with Margaret Hamilton and Harry Davis, and is produced by Walter Hart.